A local filmmaker is taking an unfiltered look at a year in the lives of students, faculty, and staff at the North Shore Recovery High School in Beverly. The filmmaker's four-part series is called 16 and Recovering. Its second episode aired last night on MTV. Reporter Jen Stanley has more.
We got this. We're doing this. Smiles, everyone.
Michelle Lipinski is the founder and principal of a public school that gives teenagers who are struggling with substance use disorders an opportunity to graduate from high school without being suspended for relapse.
Good evening.
So I'm often asked about what's different about North Shore Recovery High School. In a world filled with chaos and divisiveness, our students come to school to be loved, welcomed, and cherished.
16 and Recovering follows Lipinski and her students as she helps them manage their addictions. Lipinski says they're all excited for the opportunity to model a more compassionate, evidence-based approach to youth addiction management.
They feel incredibly validated and really grateful that they were able to get their stories out there and that they helped, because literally that's all they want to do.
Here's director and executive producer Steve Liss, who filmed at North Shore Recovery High School 5 days a week for the entirety of the 2018-2019 school year.
One student told me that when people think about a teenage addict, they see someone raggedy, someone hadn't slept for days, sunken eyes, dirty, disoriented, like in the back of an alley. But we're just normal kids who happen to be addicted to things. So giving them a chance to dispel inaccurate, corrosive stereotypes, that was a main goal of mine and a main goal for the series.
18-year-old Sean O'Neill was a senior at the time of filming.
I'm impulsive, creative, insightful, caring, compassionate. I don't know.
Sean.
Really?
I'll go after Sean.
The things I carry. I carry my scars. I have about 100 scars, if not more, on my body.
Sean relapses during Thanksgiving break. When he returns to school, he tests positive for fentanyl, the synthetic opioid that killed more than 1,800 Bay Staters in 2018 alone. The drug causes more than 90% of all opioid-related deaths in Massachusetts. Principal Michelle Lipinski talked him into treatment and secured him a bed. In this scene, Sean says goodbye to his friends and teachers as he and Lipinski leave to check into rehab.
We just want you to be safe. I just need you to be safe. You know?
I'm trying.
Yeah. Look, don't forget, when I'm an old lady in the nursing home, I need you to come visit me.
Of course.
Yeah, well, you have to be alive to do that.
He's going.
But Sean doesn't make it safely into treatment. When he gets there, he learns that because of his insurance, he needs to go through the emergency room first. He waits for hours in the ER, long enough to change his mind. When he returns to school, he's argumentative and won't pursue treatment. He dies the next morning.
Sean really, really wanted to do this documentary. And so he wanted to change the world. He used those words. I want to change the world by showing people my story. And we didn't know it was going to end so tragically. I do believe that his story will change, yeah, the world.
Lipinski says ultimately that's why she and the others agreed to the documentary, too. They believe that accessible treatment, resources, and compassionate care provide a path forward for those in recovery.
Our policies are keeping kids sick, so let's just throw that baby out. Like, let's just not even look at those. Let's create something that's kinder and gentler for people who are most vulnerable.
For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Jen Stanley.